So we'll start tonight with the last siman in Shulchan Aruch, because tonight is Purim Katan, the small Purim, and from here I wanted to discuss what Purim Katan is really all about, just so we understand the day. I know it's supposed to be a Parsha Shir, but of course there are many, many connections between Purim Katan and Parshas Ki Sisa, because many times, I think almost always, Sfarim point out that when you have a Purim Katan, it'll fall out in the week of Kisisa. And in Siman Tafresh Tzadi Zayin, Mamish, the last siman, the last chapter in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, what is it about? It's the title of the siman is Ein Omrim Tchina B'Yudalad V'Tes Vav Sheba'adar Aleph V'Din Tanis V'Hespid V'Hen. And the Mechaber starts Yom Yudalad V'Tes Vav Sheba'adar Rishon, the 14th and the 15th of Adar Rishon, which is tonight, tomorrow night and Wednesday. Ein noflim al pneihem. You don't say tachanun ve'ein omrim mizmar yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. You don't say that lam natzeach v'asurim behespid. If Rachman al-Tzan, a person passes away, you can't eulogize. V'tanis, you don't fast. Aval shar dvarim ein ogin behen. V'yesh omrim da'af behespid v'tanis mutarim. And eulogies and fasting is permitted. The Ramah says, v'haminog kesvar rishona. The minog is like the first opinion, that you don't do these things on Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan. Yesh omrim shechayiv laharbos b'mishte v'simcha b'yudalad sheba'ada rishon. The Torah quoting the Rif, that really there is an opinion that on the 14th of Adar Rishon, tonight and tomorrow, there is an idea of being marbe b'mishte v'simcha, and being increasing the party and your joy on this day. Because we know, what is the Rif based upon? The Rif is based upon the Gemara that we've quoted in Shir a few weeks ago, the Gemara in Megillah, Davav Amud Beis, that Ein Bein Adar Rishon La'Adar Sheni, Ela, Mikra Megillah, Matanos El Yonim Bilvad. That the only difference between the first Adar and the second Adar is that in the second Adar, we read the Megillah, and the second Adar, we give Matanos El Yonim, implying that for everything else, they're the same. So we know that there are some mitzvos. For example, the mitzvah of mishte, of having a seuda, having a party, the idea of simcha, of perhaps mishloach manos, is that what mishte v'simcha is referring to? Because we know there are rishonim who point out that mishloach manos is really related to the mishte. That really for mishloach manos, you should give food that theoretically a person could really use for their seuda, right?
So should we give food out tomorrow?
What, so now again, this is the Torah quoting the Rif, but the Rama writes ve'eino agim kein. The Rama writes that the minig is not to follow the Rif. We know the Balei Tosfos disagree with the Rif, but mi kol makom yir beketzas pesuda kedei lotzis yidei hamachmirim. That nonetheless, a person should have a little bit of more of a suda than they would have on a regular day. You should have a little bit more of a nice meal, perhaps eating something special. Why? Because you want to fulfill the opinion of the Machmirim, V'tov Lev Mishta Tamid, the famous four last words of the Ramah, V'tov Lev, and a good heart, Mishta Tamid, is always in a state of partying. You're always partying. You're always besimcha. So it's interesting here that the Ramah says that we're not noheg like the opinion of the Rif, but to be Latzei Sidea Machmirim, to fulfill the opinion of those that are machmir, you know, it's a nice idea. So the Mefarshim will point out, commentaries, where does the Ramah do this? The Ramah says that we follow one opinion. The Minig is like one opinion, but really you should be fulfill the machmirim. Where does that come from? So Moshe Wolfson in his Sefer and others have also discussed the idea that really the celebration of Purim has two aspects to it. When we celebrate Purim, one, there was the formal takana of a Purim. There was a formal enactment made by Mordechai and Esther to celebrate a holiday called Purim. Right? A holiday called Purim. That, the Gemara tells us in Megillah, is only when? Is only on Adar Sheni. Lismoch Geula LeGeula, to put the two redemptions close to one another. But Rav Moshe Wolfson, based upon an idea from the Chassam Sofer, based on an idea from the Magen Avram, he argues that what? That there's a second din in Purim. That there's a din, we know the Chassam Sofer says, Chassam Sofer's great, great grandson just passed away in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan Sofer, Rabbi Yochanan Schreiber, the Erlo Rebbe, the Erla Rav. He just passed away. Mamish, five generations. Ben Achar, Ben Achar, Ben from the Chassam Sofer. So we're quoting his Alta Alta Zaidi tonight. Based upon the Chassam Sofer, that whenever a community experiences Yeshua Hashem, a salvation, it should be marked as a day of celebration. Right? What's it based upon? Perhaps it's even a Din D'Araisa. Some would argue from the Chassam Sofer, Din D'Araisa. And Rav Wolfson says that although there's no formal enactment of Purim today, even according to Tosfos, there would be an obligation of recognizing that Yud Dalet of Adar was a day of divine salvation for the Jewish people. It might not be the formal takana of Purim, might not be the formal enactment of Purim the way that we have it, but it's still supposed to be a day of recognizing the greatness that Hashem has done for us, right? And so that's in a very very straightforward halachic sense, that there's an obligation to rejoice. And Rav Wolfson says maybe that's what Pshat is in the Ramah, that he's saying really we don't follow the Rif, we don't hold there's formal requirement of Shalach Manos or Seuda tonight and tomorrow, but nonetheless a person should still be happy, a person should still be besimcha. One could argue tov lev mishta tamid, that a person whose heart is focused on tov always is in a state of simcha, always recognizing the Yeshua Hashem, what Hashem does for us. And of course, that's related to this week's parsha that we'll have to, if we have time, we'll get to. So that's one aspect that Rav Wolfson talks about. But then there's also, to take it deeper, there's a very important Mishnah Berurah. Very important Mishnah Berurah with the Shaar HaTzion. And I'm at that age when the print is small, like I bought all my Sfarim, a lot of my Sfarim years ago. But now I'm at the point when, in the Sfarim, I don't have the big Mishnah Berurah, I have a small Mishnah Berurah that I have to take off my glasses to see the Mishnah Berurah clearly. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Adarishon ulekulei alma, ein omrim al hanisim, kiven de ein korim megillah. Right? Everyone agrees that tonight, tomorrow, you don't say al hanisim. Right, Al Anisim, the addition in Shmona Esrei, we say Modim, is said only when Mikra Megillah. But the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Vim Amru, Ein Machzir Noso. If you did say it, you don't go back. And Rav Avram Shor in his Sefer, we have it right here, says to look at the Shaar HaTzion Os Beis, and the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Chemed Moshe, who says, V'tama, the reason is, Da Hamidina Hayaroi Lasos Ba'ad Arishon. Kimosha Kosov Aposkim. Elisha Mas Mechgulu Lagula Adif Imkain Mikomokum Havi Me'in Hamaora. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chemed Moshe, who says that really, Me'ikar Adin, Purim should have been an Adar Rishon. But we know from the Gemara, from the Poskim, that we push it to Adar Sheni, that it should be close to the Geula of Mitzrayim. But he says it's Me'in Hamaora. The idea of Al Anisim really is connected to the nature of this day. But taking that on a much deeper level, he points out, Rav Avram Shor in his Sefer points out, that if a person would say the words of Yalav Yavo, without saying Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, without saying Yom HaPesach Hazeh, Yom HaSukkos Hazeh, if you just said the words Yalav Yavo, added that into your Shmona Esrei, would you be Yotzei Shmona Esrei? You would. You would. You'd be Yotzei Shmona Esrei. You wouldn't have to repeat. If you say, today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Sukkot, today is Pesach, obviously it's not. That would be problematic. And the truth is, many poskim say, even on Rosh Chodesh, and sometimes this happens to me after Pesach or after Sukkot, when you've been saying it so much for Yontif, the next Rosh Chodesh, I have to like catch myself, Yom, no, not Chag HaSukkot, Yom Rosh HaChodesh, Mar Cheshvan. Sometimes I'm into Sukkot, or sometimes I'm into Pesach. If you would say the wrong one, you wouldn't be Yotze either. But if you just said Yalav Yavo, everything in Yalav Yavo is true, right? Yalav Yavo, Yagiv Yerev, Yeretzevi Shama, all these things would certainly be true. Beautiful bakashos, requests of Hashem, of coming to Yushalayim and praising. But Al Anisim, we wouldn't be Yotze. It doesn't say that this was the day that this happened, right? If I said Al Anisim yesterday, I wouldn't be Yotze. Why not? What's wrong with saying Al Anisim yesterday? You're talking about a great Yeshua Hashem. It doesn't say that this was the day. So Rav Avram Shor says, you know what the key is? Because in Al Anisim, what words do we say? Al Anisim, V'Ala, Porkavel, Gvursval, Trusval, Mechamosha, Sisal, Avaseinu. What are the next words? Bayamim Haim, Bazman Hazeh. What does that mean, Bayamim Haim, Bazman Hazeh? It means
the miracles that happened back then, Bayam Ma'im, in those days, Bazman Hazeh, that are also happening right now. Rav Avram Shor says, you know why you can say Al Hanisim? I mean, we don't, because it's connected to Mikra Megillah. That's why, you know, people always bother, people always forget also. Shushan Purim, we don't say Al Hanisim. I won't say every year, but very often someone comes up to me and says, I said Al Hanisim on Shushan Purim. Well, like, what do I do? I'm like, it's because you're Shalmi, you're Jerusalem, you make them feel good. Yeah, you have to preach one Esrei. No, so many poskim say you don't, but the Evid, because someone is celebrating it. But what they had then, they have now. Rav Avram Shor says, you know what it means? It means the kochos of a Purim are happening tonight and tomorrow. That's why Mi'ikar Adin, it's connected halachically to Mikra Megillah. That's why in Springfield, New Jersey, Rachmana Litzlan, we don't say Al Hanisim on Shushan Purim, because we don't read the Megillah on Shushan Purim. We're not in Yerushalayim. And I don't think there was a wall in Springfield, New Jersey from the days of, Mordechai and Esther, from the days of Shushan Abira. But the notion that if you said it, you're Yotzei, B'di'evet, why? Because Bayamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh applies to us right now. Any other day you'd say it, it's Sheker, it's a lie. You can't say Bayamim Bazman Hazeh yesterday. But if you'd say it tonight, B'di'evet, you're Yotzei, because it really is, that's what's going on. It's not Sheker in the time of Purim Katan. It's not Sheker. And we know the kochos of a Purim are awesome. The kochos of a Purim are awesome. We know what day in the calendar is Purim connected to the most? Yom Kippur. And Sharon, what's this week's Parsha? Kisisa. And what happens in Parsha's Kisisa? The first Yom Kippur happens in Kisisa. The first Yom Kippur happens in Parsha's Kisisa. Because what happens in Parsha's Kisisa? In Parshas Kisisa, Rachman Litzlan, is the great, great sin of the Chet HaEgel. The Jewish people are mamish in the highest place, and they fall to the lowest place. Right? The Medrash compares it to an engaged woman that's intimate on the day of her wedding, cheats on her spouse, and like the Yichud room, like really something horrific, ready to be married. And now instead, this is what you do. So it's really, really tragic. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, let me go, I want to destroy them. And Moshe Rabbeinu is a manig of Yisrael. He really takes a hit for the team. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, mecheni na misifrecha, erase me from your book if you're going to destroy them. And when a tzaddik says something, it's mekuyim. So because he said mecheni na, where does Moshe's name not appear? In last week's parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh. Right, Refuah Kodem Lamaka, the Kiyum, before his speaking to Hashem in a little bit of a chutzpahdik fashion. But we know that ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes around, and what does Hashem do? Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu a second set of luchos. It's all in this week's parsha. And what was the first time that Yom Kippur was significant in Jewish history? This was it. When Moshe comes down, Vayavor Adonai al panav, Vayikra Adonai Adonai el rachum mechanun, Erech apayim brav chesed ve'emes, Notzer chesed lalafim, Nosei avon v'fesha v'chata v'nakei, Lo yinakei. It's an amazing thing. It's this week's parsha, is the parsha of Yom Kippur, and we know Purim Katan, when there's a Purim Katan, it always falls out in a kisisa. Why? Because Purim Katan is the koach of a Yom Kippur in it. It has the koach of a Yom Kippur Katan. You know, there's Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Chodesh, an idea, an opportunity of tshuva. But this is an opportunity, tremendous gift that we have. This gift of Yom Kippur Katan through Purim. And that's why, Rav, I'm sure another tzaddik can point out, that Purim Katan falls out in Parshas Kisisa. And that's why, again, it's not just miyuchad to the day. Also, we know that a parsha, that when you read the parsha, the Kriyas Ma'or of the Zman, the whole week, it's a weekend. And again, we don't have time to get on to all of this, but their tzaddik can point out that this Shovavim ended last week. But Shovavim in a leap year, when it ends with time of intense tshuva, remember we said like tshuva is accepted as if it's the Aser Simi tshuva, it ends with Parshas Tetzaveh, but then it goes right into a Parshas Kisisa, Gesundheit, which is the Parsha of Yom Kippur, which is tremendous opportunity for tshuva. The time for introspection continues on. Some say you know, mamish carrying the lights of the Yom Kippur with us. This week's parsha was the parsha of tshuva in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu talks about tshuva at the end of Torah. In Nitzavim Vayelech, Hazinu Zos HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu talks about it. But active tshuva, the Gemara says, how could it be that the Jewish people sin so horribly? So after Kabbalah Satorah, and you know, the one answer of the Gemara, it's a wild idea. The Gemara says, you know why they sinned? They were sort of fated to sin to teach the rest of us the koach of tshuva for the rabbin. That the Jewish people could do something so bad, so horrific, mamish be deserving of being wiped out, but you know what? You can always come back. When else in Jewish history was that message the message that people needed to hear? Purim. Purim. We know what happened in Purim. Why were the Jews in Purim chayiv kliya? Why were they obligated? Why were they, sentenced to death? Absolute destruction, that generation. What is the Gemara has a whole litany of reasons, but a famous reason is Mipneshinanu Misuda Shalosa Rasha. They benefited from the Suda of Achashverosh. What was Achashverosh celebrating according to the Gemara? You know what he was celebrating?
The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.
The destruction of the Jewish people, right? Even more, not just the Beis HaMikdash. You know, that was the big question in everyone's mind. In everyone's mind was the Jewish temple was destroyed. Now, what's the status of the Jews? There was a prophecy they were going back 70 years. The Gemara tells us that Achashverosh, he had a wrong cheshbon. He thought the 70 years, even the Goyim, knew the prophecy of the 70 years was up. He thought the 70 years was up. And guess what? There was no temples. The Jews weren't back in Jerusalem. Achashverosh made a big party. We know Achashverosh himself did not come from royalty. He married into royalty, right? But he made a big party because you know what he said? What Nebuchadnezzar couldn't do, what Belshazzar, I did it. I did it. I'm the king. The Jews didn't go back. Their connection to their God has been broken. And he dressed in the big day kohen gadol, and they used the kelim, mikelim, shown him to serve. And the Jews went, and they imbibed. It was all k'shtia kadas enones. The food was all kosher. The food, glat kosher. The wine, mevushel. Right? You didn't have to worry about non-Jews touching your wine. Everything was glat kosher. So what was so bad? Because they were celebrating their demise. The Jewish people, according to some, had given up. That's when they went to such a Suda. And they benefited. They were nana. You have to go to the Suda. You get invited. You have to go. Right? Achashverosh, if the Jews wouldn't go, what would have happened? But they went and they were nana meosa Suda. They benefited from such a Suda. That's a big problem. That's a disaster. That's a disaster. That's a real tzara. So that's the message of the Jewish people who gave up. They lost the Beis HaMikdash. They were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. This is the first time they're kicked out of Eretz Yisrael since Yoshua. They're in Eretz Yisrael for hundreds of years, and they had ups and downs, but never to such an extent that they've been kicked out. They always had a Mishkan. The Mishkan, the Mikdash, was totally destroyed. Maybe this meant what? Maybe this meant that we're really broken. Maybe this meant our relationship can't be fixed. They had to remember Parshas Kisisa. It's the message mamish of Parshas Kisisa. That the Jewish people as a whole could do something so bad, so horrific, but Hashem's never going to give up on them. That's the lesson of Parshas Kisisa. No matter what happens to us, no matter what happens, Hashem is not going to give up. And that's why Purim Katan is this week of Kisisa. It's related to this message of not giving up. And we know that, again, if you'll get to the depths of it, Rav Lifson in Emunas Itacha, he discusses this whole idea of why it's in the second Adar instead of the first Adar, Lismuch Geula Geula, because we start a year with incredible, incredible divine inspiration on a Nisan. Nisan is about Nisan, Nisan Gluyim, clear miracles. And as the year goes on, from Nisan to Adar, Adar being the 12th month, it's like the Komas Adam. We go from the head, where everything's clear, to the bottom. Adar is like the bottom of the foot. And Adar is when things aren't clear. Adar is when things don't make sense. Adar is when things don't look good. And in a leap year, when the moon is so far away from the sun, that its mamish can't get the shefa from the sun. There's a total disconnect between the sun, which we know represents what? Clarity. The sun, lahagid baboker chastecha. The sun is shining. That represents or, that represents behiris hadas, that represents having the proper perspective. And the moon and the sun are totally out of kilter. they're really off. We have to add an extra month, an extra cycle of the moon to bring them back together. Only when they're coming back together. So then all of a sudden it's coming close to Nisan again. So then you have Purim. Ah, we're close to Nisan, so we can celebrate Purim. But what month then is like the darkest? The darkest month is Adar Rishon. Is Adar Rishon. So this month we have a Purim, but it's a Purim Katan. And you know what? Rav Wolfson says something amazing. Remember something amazing? Why is it called a Purim Katan? Why is it called a Purim Katan? Right? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Avraham Shor has something a little bit different. I don't want to go from what Avraham Shor, we're going to go with what Rav Wolfson says. Rav Wolfson's pshat here. But the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, says that how do you define a katan and a gadol? So normally katan and a gadol are defined by pre-bar bat mitzvah, post-bar bat mitzvah, right? The Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, has a little bit of a different definition when it comes to dinei mamonos. Katan is somech al shulchan acherim, gadol somech al shulchan atzmo. You know what a katan is? A katan is someone who he or she is supported by someone else's table. A gadol is an individual who's supporting herself or himself. And that's the idea of that katan gadol. Yeah, by bris, I say that by Dani's bris? I said that by Dani's bris. Don't worry, I give you a pass on that. If I said it by Dani's bris, I'm not going to ask you. I think I might have said that by Dani's bris. Hey, Tana, we'll see. I'll ask you. I think I actually said, right, you can't ask anyone. No, that's what I'm saying. That's why. Otherwise, I know for sure you'd remember. Avada, you would. But the famous idea why the sun is called the Mar HaGadol and the moon is called the Mar HaKatan, it doesn't have to do with size per se, but what's the source of light? The source of light is the sun. The moon, where does the moon's light come from? Okay. Right. It's somech. It relies on the sun for its light. So that's why the moon is known as the Mar HaKatan. Katan means you rely on someone else. So listen to what Rav Wolfson says. Psh, psh. You want to hear something crazy? Listen, I mamish had to bring it to read it to you. V'hachanan, here too. V'purim sheba'ad harishon, anu smuchim al shulchan avinu shebashamayim. And it comes to Adar Rishon, the Purim Katan. You know why it's a Purim Katan? Because on this Purim, we're relying on the table, we're resting on the table of our Father in Heaven. Shehu kavayochel mekayim ha-mitzvus b'mekomeinu. And kavayochel, you know who's reading the Megillah this Purim? We're not. You know who is? The Ribbono Shel Olam. You know who's giving Matanos this Purim? Not us, the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know who's giving Mishloach Manos this Purim? Not us. The Ribbono Shel Olam. V'imkein anu chashuvim kiktanim. V'al zeh nikra hayom Purim Katan. That's why it's known as the Purim Katan. V'ha Purim harishon gadol v'kadosh ma'od. Rav Wolfson writes that the first Purim is awesome. It's incredibly holy. Rak nikra katan m'nei shehu samach al shulchan aviv ve'eino b'b'chinas mefarnes. And that's why it doesn't give of its own. It only comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the year of Purim is. So in this way, Purim is even greater. And Purim katan is in fact, some ways, even higher. Because the mitzvahs are being performed on this Purim, but not by us. The Ribbono Shel Olam is performing them. And you know what's so beautiful? You know what's so beautiful? The Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara Brachos says, just like we do the mitzvahs, Hashem does the mitzvahs. Right? It's a famous Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara, it's also related to this week's parasha so much, okay. You know what it says? The Gemara says, really? In our tefillin, it says how great Hashem is. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? That's what our tefillin are all about. So what's in Hashem's tefillin? In Hashem's tefillin, it talks about the greatness of us. In Hashem's tefillin. So what's the idea that when we do mitzvahs, they connect us to Hashem? Kaviyochel, when the Gemara says, Gemara Brachos, when Hashem does mitzvahs, you know why Hashem does mitzvahs? To connect to us. To show His commitment to us. That's Purim Katan. Mamish in the month that's the darkest, the month that's the furthest, right? Because next month already, I mean, you know, my son came home today, Yosef, he was such a good mood. He said, why are you so happy? He said, it's not dark outside. And I'm going outside in my sweatshirt and I'm riding my bike. This is awesome. He was so excited, you know? But it's still going to be 30 degrees. And it's still, but you know, next month, when Purim and Adar Sheni, Bez Hashem, remember Purim last year?
Well, remember again.
You remember Purim last year, right? Yeah, Bez Hashem, next month, you know, no snowstorms on Purim. But this is such a beautiful idea that Hashem, you're remembering it now. You remember, you're like, oh boy, I'm sorry.
Sitting Shiva that week.
What? Yeah, I remember. You blocked it out of your memory, huh, Lisa?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the trauma that we brought back up to you. But this is such a beautiful idea. You hear what Rav Wolfson is saying? It's like a schmuck. Mom, she got to be so excited for this day. That's why you're so lucky that you're here. Because I'm going to send this out via email. And I'm going to say in the email, you have to listen to it tonight or tomorrow. Because now you know what this day is all about. And really, we know it's the Kedusha of the whole week. Because Shabbos before has the Kedusha for the whole week. And it carries it, mamish, the whole week, right? Whenever there's a yontif, the Kedusha is already in the Shabbos before. Because Shabbos gives the Kedusha for the whole week. Mamish, it's Kedusha that goes through this whole week. It's tremendous. But the Yesod of Rav Wolfson, I didn't see this anywhere else. That Hashem is doing the mitzvahs. That's what's going on an Adar Rishon. That's what goes on in Purim Katan. As the Gemara in Bracha says, Hashem does mitzvahs to show us how much He loves us. That's the purpose of Hashem doing mitzvahs. And that's what Hashem's giving us. And I don't want to end yet. There's so much more to say. But there's such a beautiful, beautiful idea. There's such a beautiful idea that Moshe Rabbeinu and asks Hashem, right? And we know this week's parsha, this is all connected to Purim. It's connected to all of this, that when there are tzaras that happen, Rachman Olzan, the great tzaras happen in the world, horrific tzaras happen in the world, right? And it's just like, you know, Dayenu. I know we don't say Dayenu until Pesach, but we want to say Dayenu already now. Dayenu, Rebbe Mishlom. I mean, I just saw today a news report that the chief of the IDF said all off-duty soldiers take your weapons wherever you go. Normally, when you're off duty, you leave your gun in the house. I know from my nephew, who's in the army, you leave your gun in the house. You don't take your gun with you. You only take your gun with you when you go, when you're going traveling from base to home. Once you get there, you leave it. You don't carry your gun with you when you're off duty, and you only take your gun again when you're going back to base. Like when I was in Eretz Yisrael in December, I went with my nephew to the mall. A little rebar, a little smoothie action, right? He never was gone with him. He was off. But now the IDF chief of staff says, take your guns with you, with everything going on. Rachman Lutzlan. Really, the tzaras are unbelievable. And we know this week's parsha, the Gemara tells us, that's what Moshe was bothered by. When Moshe says to Hashem, Moshe sees Hashem that I see, I've matzasi chen beinech, I found favor in your eyes. Moshe sees that it's a tremendous ace ratzon. Hashem wants to destroy the Jews. Hashem won't destroy the Jews. Hashem says, I'm going to send the Malach to take them and not me. Hashem himself is going to take them. So Moshe sees that Hashem's like giving into everything. So Moshe says what? Hareini nas kivodecha. It's Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yudches 34:18, the bottom of page 504, onto 506. Vayomer Hareini nas kivodecha. Hashem, show me your glory. Right? And what does Hashem respond? Vayomer lo sucha liros es panai ki lo yirani ha'adam b'chai. Pasuk Chaf, Hashem says, you can't. You can't see my face. No one can see my face and live. The Gemara says, you know what Moshe asked him for? Moshe said to him, because the Gemara Menachos says, when Moshe was up, and this is a Gemara we discussed many times, when Moshe was up on Har Sinai and was bothered why there were crowns on the letters, do you remember the Gemara? And Hashem said, there's going to be a Chacham, many generations, who's going to learn halachos, patili tilim shalachos, piles of halachos from the crowns on the letters. Moshe says, show me him. And Hashem brings him to whose shir? Rabbi Akiva's. And Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in Rabbi Akiva's shir, and he's lost. He doesn't know what's going on. If you've ever been to Gemara shir, you feel lost. So it's Gemara Menachos makes you feel good. Like, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. She said, I don't, right? Like, love deal. So, okay, maybe just me. But I know other people also that have had that experience. Moshe couldn't say, okay, not so bad if I'm totally lost in shir. But until Rabbi Akiva says, you know, a Talmud says, how do we know this? And Rabbi Akiva says, halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt better. And he told Rabbanu Shalom, tell me, what's, show me the end. What's going to happen to him? And he sees Rabbi Akiva being tortured to death. Moshe Rabbeinu is so troubled. And that's when he asks, Harini Nas Kvodcha. I mean, not right then. Meaning, Hashem told him, this is Gzeir Milfanai, don't ask. Right? Then he goes down, just breaks it. I mean, that was the first time he was up there. Right? That was the first time. Then he goes up the third time. He sees Hashem's giving up to anything, and it still bothered Moshe what he saw happening to Rabbi Akiva. It says, Harini Nas Kvodcha. Where's your kavod? It's the greatest chil Hashem when things like this happen. Where's your kavod, Hashem? Show me, how is this your kavod, what happens to Rabbi Akiva? One of the greatest, if not one of the greatest human beings to ever walk this earth. Right? One of the greatest human beings to ever walk this earth. And he said it was all from his wife. So imagine how great his wife was. She was even greater, Rachel. One of the greatest human beings. I mean, God, where's your honor? And Hashem says, Lo yirani adam b'chay. You can't be in this world and understand that. That's the one thing. Many say, when we say Moshe Rabbeinu walked through all the gates of wisdom save one, this was the one gate that he couldn't open. You can only walk through that gate when you leave this world. But I saw a beautiful pshat, I don't know where originally, that look at Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Hashem says, I'll put you in a cleft in the rock and I'll cover you. V'hasirosi es kapi v'risa sacharei fanei leiro. Oh, excuse me, Pasuk Chaf Beis. V'sakosi chapi alecha ad avri. That when Hashem's presence is passing, which represents understanding all these things, you can't see, but Hashem says, what am I going to do? I'm going to put my hand to cover you. I'm going to protect you. I'm still going to be there to hold you and to draw you. Like it's mamash the image of a child seeing something so frightening, something they can't process. So what does a parent do? The child, you cover the child's eyes. Hashem like covers Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes. Hashem covers these things that are going to trouble you, but don't worry, I'm here. I'm here, and that's the comfort. That I'm going to put my hand there. And so this is something that, Parshas Kisi says, mamish, connected to Purim in many, many deep ways. And we didn't even speak about the most obvious one. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, the most obvious way, not the most obvious way, but we know that there's a minhag actually that we do on Tanis Esther. What's the minhag that many people do on Tanis Esther? And if you don't do it on Tanis Esther, by mincha, they say you do it on Purim itself. The very first mitzvah in the Parsha Kisisa, Machtis HaShekel. Machtis HaShekel, giving the half shekel. Again, you'll figure it out, but Mamish, Purim Katan, the Machtis HaShekel, the idea of recognizing, and many tzaddikim say that we're only half. We're only half. Who's the other half? Hashem's the other half. Other people are the other half. We have to recognize that we're not whole. That's also a lesson for us on the Purim Katan when we read a Parshas Kisisa, Hachana, Hachana. I was so excited when the Geigers had that program on Sunday. I told them it was so beautiful. They had a costume pre-Purim party, and it was so exciting because my daughters, the little ones, were so excited to take out the Purim box. Like, normally we don't take out the Purim box until shortly before Rosh Chodesh Adar. But this was out a good 2 weeks early, the Purim box, and they were going through the costumes, and they're still, what are we doing for the Shachmanos? Mamish Hachanas, Hachanas, the greatest Hachanas for Purim is Purim Katan. And we understand in the deepest way what Purim Katan is really all about and what Parshas Kisisa is all about. Parshas Kisisa, a lesson of finding our other half. Parshas Kisisa, the lesson of understanding that no matter what the Jewish people do, we're never too far away. And understanding that when there are the tzaras, Hashem's hand, Kavi Yochel, is there to hold our head. When our head hurts and our head, we have to put our head down. Hashem is there for us to rest our head on His hand. And we should all experience, if the Ribbono Shel Olam are doing the mitzvahs of the Purim tonight and tomorrow, we know the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it because He loves us so much. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha that we're going to celebrate. You know we're going to celebrate Purim this year? On the 15th of Adar. All the Jews are going to be in Yerushalayim celebrating Purim on the 15th of Adar. And if you think Yerushalayim is going to be too small, I told you the story, right? That the deputy Shmulek Meir, I think his name was, he was a deputy mayor of Yerushalayim. So when they built the new city hall in Yerushalayim, if you've seen it, it's a whole complex of buildings. And my father was still a rabbi in Staten Island. He was involved in all this, lot of interesting things. And he was with Shmuel Kmeir. He says, I don't understand, Shmuel. Yerushalayim is a postage stamp compared to New York City. And New York City, the whole city holds in one building. Yerushalayim, you need this whole sprawling thing. What do you need all this for? Why do you need such a big campus for City Hall? So Shmuel can give a teretz only the way a Jew in Eretz Yisrael can give a teretz. He said, Harav Markus, Katuv b'chazal, when Mashiach comes, Jerusalem is going to extend until Damascus. Then New York will be a postage stamp compared to Yerushalayim. And you know this whole big complex of buildings, Rabbi Marcus? You know all it's going to be? It's only going to be in charge of garbage collection. We're going to need a much bigger city hall then. Much, much bigger than here. You know, so Bez Hashem, we'll all live in here. And you'll say, Yerushalayim, how are we all living in Yerushalayim? Because Yerushalayim is going to extend to Damascus and we'll all keep Bez Hashem, the 15th day of Adar, as a day of Simcha. But already to feel the Simcha tonight, tomorrow. And don't say Al Nisim, but know that the Nisim are happening tonight as well. Shkoyach, shkoyach.